all the time. And all the time he's good. I thank God for every good thing that he's doing. I thank God for every good and perfect thing that he's doing, because see, it all comes from him. I want to welcome you to church this morning. I want to tell you that God is not mad at you. God is not disgusted at you. God is not intimidated by the sin that you've done. God is not irritated with you. God is here for you this morning with his arms held wide open, because he loves you and he will not turn his back on you. And he wants you to know, because see, you have not gone too far to be out of sorts with the Lord. And so I like to say that in every service, because the hardest thing for people to do is to walk through the door. And I'm going to tell you, you will not find judgment in this place, because we will not allow it. Amen. Because you know what? What you're going to find is acceptance. What you're going to find is real folks. I have given myself a challenge, and I love a good challenge. Amen. I got enough spunk in me for 10 folks. But what I've done at the beginning of my ministry is said, Patty, I'm going to preach about things that no other pastor will preach about in Logan County. Look here. I'm going to preach about things that people won't even mention in church. I'm not worried about being this popular. I'm worried about those souls that are being snatched out of the pit of hell. Today I'm going to discuss something that is so relevant that it's splitting up families left and right, that it's splitting marriages up, that it's getting your kids taken away from you. All these things, see, the devil has a life for you. The devil has a spouse for you. The devil has a lot of things in store for you, and the pastor's job is not to be popular. I want to be popular, Miss Dale, but look here. If it comes to preaching hard things or to being popular, look here, what's going to happen every day is we're just going to preach those hard things. Because it's the hard things that get people up out of where they've been, up in the pit. It's those things. So that's what we're going to discuss this morning. You can go to Genesis chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 1. The title of my message today is The Umbrella of Technology. The Umbrella of Technology. Technology is a good thing. But everything, Hannah, that is good, you can make it bad if you want to. Amen? That's exactly what we've done with technology, but I'm going to tell you, it was done since day one. Since day one, technology has always been around in one form or another. Language in itself is a technology. Somebody invented how we would converse. And from the beginning of time, the children of God have not known the right thing to do with technology. And that is why, you see, the divorce rate in the church is the same day as it is in the world. Let me tell you something, that should not be. It should not be. Now look here, if you've had a divorce and a remarriage or whatever your story is, that is not a heaven or hell thing for me. Look here, things happen, but let me tell you something. First of all, marry the person that God has for you. Second of all, don't be silly and think that you ain't going to have some moments where you get irritated with that person.
Glory to God.
You're going to get irritated with that person. You're going to wake up and you're going to look at them, Donnie, you're going to say, I don't like them today.
Glory to God.
And I probably won't like them tomorrow. You're going to go through some things in your life. Going to go through some pain. Why am I talking about this? Because Miss Mary, look here. I want things to be different in this church. I will talk about things. There's not a subject that's off limit. Because look here. Anytime that you'll put a limit on God, you're going to put a limit on yourself. You want all of God's blessing? You better embrace all of God's word. See, you ain't going to take God's word and dissect it to what you want it to say. No, Jesus is the same today, yesterday, forever, tomorrow, in the next 10 minutes, he's the same all around. don't do that here. I'm going to read it right out of God's word and let you see how that's going to fall on you. But there will be truth. And so from the beginning of time, there's been technology, and we have to learn how to get technology going right for us. We're under the umbrella of a very technological age. Look here. I don't even work the lights in my own house. I tell Alexa to do it. Look here. She don't like nobody in my house but Jeremy. So her and I really got a love-hate relationship if she don't listen. He keeps setting her up on things, and I don't know how to work nothing. He set her up to the fan the other day, and I've been hot ever since he done that. That's what's going on in my house. You got to get that technology working for you. Because the devil will use it against you. So we're looking right now at Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 through 9, and it says, now the whole world had one language. See, in the beginning, there was one language. One language. And a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. And they said to each other, come. See, that's how stuff gets started. You got a problem? There's always a group of people, and they get together and they say, let's do this. They get to thinking. Before you know it, there's trouble. There's somebody mishandling something up in there. And it says, they said to each other, come, let's make bricks. How'd they make them bricks technology? Even back in the day. Even in the very first book of the Bible, there was technology. Technology's been around from day one. They said, let's make bricks and bake them. How did they bake them? Well, technology. Even back then, they baked things. They probably did it better than us today. Oh, they do better than me. Huh. It says, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens. See, that's right there. They're trying to outsmart God. They're trying to say, God, I'm going to one-up you. We're going to build a tower up to you. See, look here, you ain't going to build a tower up to the Lord. That ain't gonna happen. That's just one little instance of technology misused in the Bible. We misuse technology every day. And it says they used the mortar, and then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. See, there's always an agenda with sin. So we can make a name for ourselves. There's always somebody in the bunch that wants to look so puffed up and so important that they want to make a name for themselves. There's always that person. I don't care where you look. Don't care if you're talking about whatever. There's always that one. So that we can make a name for ourselves. A city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole world. So the Lord came down. The city and the tower that the men were building, and the Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. So come, let us see, look here. So then God says, let us. Who is us? The Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He says, look what these people are trying to do. Come on, let us go down here and make this right. So he says, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. That right there in the book of Genesis is why there are so many languages today. In the very beginning, there was one language. People got to where they wanted to outsmart the Lord. Look here. God said, let us go handle this. And from then on, there was different languages all over the world. And so the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the earth. See, there are things that God wants you doing with that technology, and there's stuff He don't want you doing. Look here. Let me tell you something about these phones. I'll get your phones out, because see, I know everybody's got one. Turn them out. Let's get your phones out. Let's start praying, God help me how to use my phone, because it gets me in trouble. You got a phone, let me see it. Some of y'all don't have one, and thank the Lord, you left it in the car, you left it somewhere, whatever. Whatever the case may be, look here. There's a way to use your technology, and there's a way not to use your technology. Why do you think somebody's is up there? I don't know what's going on. Why do you think these kids, Brother Mike, are playing these video games and then they're going and blowing the pools up? I'm going to preach about things that's actually happening. Why do you think these school systems with all babies are being taken advantage of with them guns in that school? See, what is going on? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The parents need to parent up. Parents need to parent up. Your kids don't have to like you. Look here, they don't even have to agree with you. When you realize this thing, look, what they think, it don't matter because they're a kid and they don't know what's the best thing for them. And if you're any type of parent, you'll know what's best for them. And what's best for them is not putting them and allowing them to be in an environment where they think that game is so real, they're shooting people up, and they think that's a reality, so they want to go do it. See, we're going to preach about some things that actually go on in today's world. I'm going to be preaching a series sometime very soon. Soon and very soon.
Woo, go for it, Gail.
Let me tell you something. The Lord said, Jelly, you're going to preach a message. You're going to preach a series. My Holy Ghost power is going to come down on God's people. And they're going to get some things right. Maybe there's things that are wrong, even in the hearts of people sitting here today. If I got you up in the head, no. Let me tell you something. I want to address things that are going on in God's people. I'm not embarrassed. Look here, I don't care. I got things going on in me I'm ashamed of. You get that phone out, by golly, and when somebody pops up and says, hey, and you married, huh, look here, I wouldn't preach it if it don't happen. You know how many, hey, you good-looking pastor here? Look here, hey, huh, you don't even know what you're messing with, man. Oh, hey. I used to go tell Jeremy. Jeremy, tell me, hey, now I just want you to know, baby, because I just told him where the cow ate the cabbage. And I stopped concerning him with those things. Because I will take care of that. We're going to take care of those things. Because look here. You get your old man to tell you, hey. You get what I'm saying? You get your old lady and you love on her. You stop telling yourself you don't feel it for her no more. Because you look here, you still just half retarded.
Glory
to God. Is that true?
Glory to God.
The heart is deceitful. And above all things, who really knows? Is that right? Every woman in this building needs to woman up. Woman up. Every man in this building needs to man up. I'm going to roll on my face. Hey, somebody told me that at the beginning of the week. You know what I did? We're talking about technology right here. It's the very thing that's getting up in between you and your family. The very thing that's getting up in between you and yourself. The very thing that's getting up in between. me tell you that. You can't tell me God won't talk to children. God spoke to my heart when I was 7 years old. And he said, Kelly, you get down on your knees. You ask for my son to come into you, and he'll never leave you. You don't think God talks to kids? He does. You don't think the devil talks to kids and gets on kids? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Why do you think there's so much teenage suicide? People get on their social media, teenagers, they begin to cyberbully other people. That kid gets alone and they begin to believe the things that were said about them, and they're embarrassed to go to school. They're ashamed. They feel weird. And then they just want to kill themselves. Look here, I'm going to talk about things for the mic. No other pastor in this county will talk about why. Because I want to see a change. Because I want to see a change. I want the change to be right up in here in this place. Look here. This place is going to change this county. This place is going to change this state. And in this place, it's going to change the country. And that starts with us. How do we get a hold of this, man? We get a hold of what? Stop misusing technology. Man, I got on there. And I'm like a telemarketer when these guys tell me, hey, how are we going to respond? Well, this all really depends on what type of mood I'm in. Look here, I make it very well known that I'm a pastor. That's a challenge for people. You don't think nasty old people like authority? I got on there, and I said, Lord, I'm deleting this person, and I'm blocking them. I don't want to hear his hate no more. If I was single, I wouldn't want to hear his hate. You want to glorify God? Glorify him in all ways. Glorify him in all ways.
Make a huge deal about this. Just come back here. Come on.
Come back there. Technology. Glory to God. Honey. I love you, but I'm just glorifying the Lord. You're going to have to let me do that. Thank you. God is good. If you think you came here for a scripture service, you ain't going to get one. That's not how we go. That's not how we work. Let me get your attention. Let's go to Exodus chapter 31. See, we're talking about technology because see, technology is creeping into every part of your life. Isn't it amazing how two people can be in the same room and never spend time with each other? Are you guilty? I am. Jeremy always says, I'm gonna message you when I want to spend time with you, because that's the only way you're gonna realize that I want to spend time. Well, he does. I got the text messages to prove it. You just broke your attention. So just blow up my phone. That's what he should do. The other day, you know, you see so much stuff on social media. You just see a lot of stuff. And what I've tried to do in my life is just say, God, help me to glorify you with everything that I do. God, don't let me be one of those pastors that's one way on Sunday and totally different every other day of the week. See, I don't want to live like that. See, I lived that way most of my childhood. I faked it till I didn't make it. And look here, that's how you get yourself confused. You know how I can keep it so real? Because I kept it so unreal for so long. There comes a point where you just want to be honest with yourself and actually get somewhere in your life. You won't get somewhere in your life if you're lying to yourself. I had that phone out. There's a pity party every corner of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's somebody having some type of issue. And we get very hardened to that. There was a friend that I had, and she was talking about her little baby grandson. I think the kid's about 2 or 3 years old. And I wanted to scroll because it was, well, they think, they're pretty sure he's got cancer. And I almost scrolled up. And the Lord stopped me and he said, now you know a little boy that has cancer. Don't you scroll any longer. I flipped that back. He said, you begin to pray. Let me tell you something. You want to glorify God with that phone that you're so connected to that you can't live without? You have a panic attack when you lose the darn thing because it's connected. It's like another appendage of your body. I mean, if I once had a real good panic attack, I lose this thing about 3 times a day. I had to pray here and somewhere around to help me find it. He said, come down to my house, you ain't going to find that thing for a long time. And I said, God, what do you want me to pray? He said, I want you to pray for that little boy like it was your own son.
Amen.
Like it was your own flesh and blood kid. Here's what you do. You want to glorify God? My father taught me this. You take that phone and you look at that baby. You look at that problem that one of your friends on Facebook's having. And you put your hand over that baby's picture. You put your hand over that problem. And you begin to shed eye all over the heck of that thing. You begin to say, God, in Jesus' name, God, I ask you to break down to that baby. God, and I ask that you would heal him. God, from the inside out. God, I ask that you get some glory out of healing this baby. God, I ask for you to right now reach inside of his tiny body. God, and give him mercy. God, let him live a long life. God, let him prosper on the face of the earth. See, you want to start drama on Facebook? How dare all of us? You get your hands, that God says those hands are holy hands, and you lift them up and all the little things. God wants you to take that holy hand, and he wants you to glorify that thing with the technology that he gave you. You put your hand over those pictures, and you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, see, because one day that may be you. One day it could be you having that baby, and you're praying to God that somebody's praying for you and praying for your kids, because you have days where you feel like you can't pray because you're worn out. God knows that you want to be the hands and feet of him, act like it. Act like it. Pray for those people like that was your grandbaby. Like that was your son. You get all these filthy folks that want to tell you, hey. You put your hand over that hay and you begin to pray deliverance. God, in Jesus' name, God, I bind that spirit of loneliness and rejection right here and now. God, I ask that you would pay a visit to that person, God, and fill their heart with the longing of you. Because behind the hay is a very empty, broken, lonely person. You got to know what's up. You got to know what's up. Do you know what's up this morning? Exodus chapter 31. We're going to start at verse 1. And then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah. Look here, folks. You got to know who you are. You got to know what you've been filled with. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, number one, with skill, number two, with ability, number three, and with knowledge in all crafts, number four. Technology has been around since the very beginning of time. And God put those things inside of each and every single one of us. He put the ability in there. He put the skill in there. He put the knowledge in there. And he put his Holy Spirit up in there. Why did he do that? So you would stop and say, God, I want to glorify you with these talents. God, I want to glorify you with this knowledge that you've given me. God, I want to glorify you with this skill, God, that I'm really good at. See, what a lot of people do is they like to play games with God. I got in trouble a little while ago, and somebody said, now, I feel like he was preaching at me. Baby, don't kid yourself. I was. And baby, let me put a little agenda on there. Before I ever preach to y'all, see, before I ever preach to anybody mine about these subjects, I preach to myself about it. What's good for the good is good for the gander. What's good for me is good for you. At the end of the day, the pastor is a sheep. I don't belong on your pedestal. I don't want to be on your pedestal. Look here, because y'all know when somebody mistreats me at the grocery store, I might lose my cool, and I don't want to think that I'm so godly. I may not. Look here, Jordan. I have a flesh and a salvation to work out too. And sometimes it gets the better of me. I'm real enough, I can tell you that, because see, it's only by God's grace I stand before you today. It's only by Him. I always say, God, are you sure? You could have found somebody a lot smoother to talk about some of these things. Tell you just what I'm looking for. Because you'll tell it when nobody else, when I can't get nobody else to preach it, tell you, you'll preach it. You'll preach it. Because you got a heart that at the end of the day, see, it doesn't matter how fleshly you get. Tell you, I know at the end of the day, you really want to see people saved. You really want to see people delivered. And you really want to see people go on and have a good life. And so God gave this person these abilities. And he went down and he said to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have appointed, and it just goes on, and it goes on in detail. What was the detail? The technology. See, God, what I want you to see in the Bible is that God put that in us. We're either using that for the glory of God or we're using it for the glory of Satan. There's not an in-between. There's not an in-between. Technology can be an awesome thing and it can also be the worst thing. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Verse 14 through 15. Now we're talking about a young king. This guy became king when he was 16 years old. God blessed him. God anointed him. God made him prosper and still win. Until he got too big for his britches. He did. He felt it for you. And it says, Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made machines designed by skillful men for use on the towers and on the corner defenses to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. Oh, did we hear that there was machines back in the Bible days? I guess you just did. If you go on to read about this, like I just said, man, God used this young kid, he made him king. He got too big for his own britches. God just took the hand of favor, come off of him. You got to use that technology. You got to get it turned around to, well, it's working in your favor. When is it working in your favor? When you're glorifying God with it. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped. Until he became powerful. Look here. You know, one of the things that I pray over myself every single day. God, help me to walk in humility. God, help me to walk in humility. When I want to be an arrogant jerk, God, don't let me do it. God, don't let me show that side of myself because, God, it doesn't glorify you. Humility. God, help me to be humble. God, help me not to take the credit for what you're doing in Paris Christian Center. God, help me to love each and every single person that walks through those doors. God, if my own enemy walks through here, God, help me to be the first one to go hug them and love on them and repent. Look here, you want to get somewhere with Jesus? Stop pretending. Own your stuff. Own it and go on and have a great life. God's not messed up about your stuff. You are. God is not messed up about your gossip and your junk and your problems. He ain't sitting here scratching his head next to it. How am I going to get them through that? No. He knows. He's working it out. We got to know how to get technology working for us. Because from beginning of time, people have battled. From the very beginning of time, it's been a battle. Because there's always a disadvantage and an advantage of technology. Always. Now let's go back to Exodus chapter 25. And we're going to look at verse 9. Because, see, I can't help to believe that one of the kids out of this church could be the next, well, not the next one, it'll take a little trip, but they could very well be the President of the United States. Amen. We got inventors in here, entrepreneurs in here, business owners in here, men and women of God in here. You're going to have to learn how to get this stuff working for you. If you come up with the issue, look, God will point it out to you. God, why am I having this issue? God will put a magnifying glass on the problem big enough for you to see it. Because sometimes we sweep over what the real issue is. We sweep over. If you ask God for the knowledge to help you, He's going to give it to you. If you ask Him for the skill set that you don't have but you want to have it, He's going to give it to you. God's not a God that ever operates for the mic in lack. He doesn't have any lack. He doesn't.
Amen.
We got to learn how to get this stuff turned around. I told you, when I worked in the medical field, I was so scared, man, my job was just going to be installed. Look here. I kid you not. The very thing I thought was destroying me was the very thing that lifted me up. The very thing that caused the promotion. The very thing that caused the increase to come. The very things that we think are knocking us down. Let me tell you something. God's not messed up about what's the problem that's hitting your life because God knows how to elevate you. And He will. And He will. There's talents inside of each and every one of you. You may not even know that you have. God wants to pull them out of you and use them for His glory. We just have to know what those are. We got to know how to handle the technology that we have in our lives. Now here's the Lord, chapter 25, verse 9. He's talking to Moses. He says, giving him all the instructions and searching for one. How to use the technology to get what he wants. How to use the technology to make the Ark of the Covenant. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern that I will show you, Moses. Sometimes God will say, Kelly, get glued to your phone. It's constantly on your rear. Get that phone. Take it out. You get all these Christian friends of yours, and you get all the sinners too, and you get them riled up about me.
Amen.
I just ain't feeling it, Lord. Me and Lou, my little dog, we just ain't feeling it tonight. We're tired. Look here. That's called using technology for your good. You get on that Facebook. You say, look here, I just want to tell you how good God is. God will fill your pain. God will fill your life. God will fill your broken heart.
Amen.
God will fill your finances.
Amen.
God will heal every single thing that looks like it's not going right.
Amen.
See, you really want to glorify God? Let everybody know where you stand.
Amen.
The problem that we run into is that what we tell us to do. That there is an issue with this. You can't glorify God on Facebook one day and be hashing it out World War III the next day with somebody just because you don't agree with their little beliefs about Democratic or Republican. You can't be saying all this stuff about Jesus one day and bashing somebody over the head the next day just because y'all don't see eye to eye. Anytime that I post something on Facebook, I really evaluate it and analyze it because what I do not want to do is give anybody a platform for negativity on my timeline. Why? Because it does not glorify God. And if it doesn't glorify God, I don't want it attached to me. I don't want it attached to me. Why? I'm trying to work on a program. I'm trying to work out my own salvation. Trying to work it out. There's so much meanness in social media. So many people think their opinions matter, but look here, they don't matter.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with everybody. And what won't change their mind is you being ugly about it. And all the profanity.
Glory to God.
We will scroll past the baby with cancer to see a half-naked woman eat a hamburger off of a hoarding advertisement. Explain to me why she's got to be half-naked eating a hamburger. To lure you. To lure you. Hamburgers are good, but see, what the world knows is just how to use technology to get people stuck. See, there's technology that'll take a man away from his wife, get him watching something he shouldn't be watching. There's a technology that'll get a woman over here saying hey to somebody that ain't her old man. And vice versa. Vice versa. Technology really working for you today? Is it working at the highest level for you? The highest level. Great if it's working. Don't you want something to work for you the best that I can? You do. When you have a boss, they want the most out of you. Look here. When you're a child of the one true king that gave up everything, he wants the best and he wants the most. Why? Because you're getting the best out of him and you're getting the most out of him. It's a return. Look here. That is a relationship, not a one-sided ordeal. So we see here in Exodus chapter 25 that God says, make it exactly like the pattern that I'm going to show you. What is the pattern, technology? Make it this way, Moses. All these details. God himself had the technology, Andy, working for him. Because he found one person that would do it exactly how he said he would. Sometimes God says, do such and such. Do it this way. We do such and such, and we did it our way, and it doesn't turn out how it's supposed to. Why? Because you thought you were smarter than God. You ain't smarter than God. If he told you what to do, I promise you he's going to tell you how to do it. If you really want God's best, you'll do it exactly how he told you to do it. You'll do it exactly how he told you to do it. A lot of us, we're good at saying, oh, I want God's best. And then you go handle the situation how you always handle it, and it's an epic failure. God ain't anything how you used to handle it. Because it didn't work. Did it work? It doesn't work. Handle it, and handle it the way that he told you to. How do you think, why do you think that the Noah's Ark worked out so well? They did it exactly how, exactly, exact dimension, exactly. He found one person that would listen. One person that could listen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 31. Here's what it all comes down to. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, whatever you do, whatever you're doing, we do a lot of stuff, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble. Do not cause anyone to stumble. Whatever you do, you better be doing it for the glory of God. And by God, I'm going to tell you what's going to tick God off more than anything. If your actions cause somebody to stumble, because you wouldn't resist the desire to let your opinion be known. You throw out a little curse word and you think, why won't anybody come to church with me? Probably because you're a hypocrite. It's not that hard to figure out. You're walking. You've got to be a pure reflection of who you are. And if it's not, nobody's fine. Nobody. Don't get into these debates on these social media. Don't do that. Your opinion's not that important. I hate to say that. Look here, my opinion is not that important. Mine's not. I wanted to put on there yesterday, boy, I love when Walmart just makes you wait and wait and wait and wait. That's how I felt. I don't like to wait. I didn't do that because, look here, first of all, I'm thankful for Walmart. I love Walmart, number one. And number two, I'm not going to give somebody a platform to speak a bunch of garbage on my stuff. I don't want that. What you end up having is a bunch of cuss words, a bunch of this and a bunch of that. See, I'm not into that. I'm into the glory of God. One time I put them there, I am so thankful for the pharmacist at Walmart. She is the best. She helped me. If we want to shine a light on things that aren't right, shine a light on something publicly that was right. Get that technology, tell them about it. Do not cause anyone to stumble. Now, last place for me, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Put off the falsehood. If you're faking, you know it, stop it. I've had to. Ain't nobody buying that. Ain't nobody believing it. Ain't nobody wants to be like that. Put off the falsehood. Put off the drama. For we are all members of one body. You see this so much. And I look at it and I think, thank God you've given me the intelligence to not get into this, Lord. See, we ain't going to get into these church pews. One of these churches puts something up. We're going to do this. See the other one. We're going to do this plus that. You see the other one. We're going to do this plus that and then that. Look here. God, you have given me an awesome imagination. Just tell me what you want to do. Why? Because we're all members of one body. We're all members of one body. You think God's going to get you up there and be like, all of this, you just got to stand over here. Y'all do this. No. He's going to say, who loves my son Jesus? Who's on the Lord's side? We're going to worship for eternity now.
Hallelujah.
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. How many of you gone mad over something somebody said to you on Facebook? Something somebody done to you? Don't be letting the sun go down on that foolishness. You call that person, you be like, look, I posted this on Facebook. I'm taking it down and I was wrong. Why are we going to do that? And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work. You ever amazed how many people they won't go to work because see, they're doing something with their technology and they addicted to it and they just flat out, they ain't going to work. You able to work, you need to work. Am I meddling? Yes, I am. I'm your pastor. Look here. You ain't going to catch me up here saying, I don't work. It's okay to stay home. Look here. No, you get out there. You let God use you. He gave you a trade. He gave you a skill. He gave you an ability. He gave you knowledge. You use that for His glory.
Yes.
Get off them games. Get off that phone. Get off that computer. Get to doing some work with the Lord. Doing something useful with his own hands that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Don't let it come out of your finger either. Peck, 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 peck. I don't like you. I don't like your organization. I don't like Trump. I don't like McDonald's. I don't. Look here. Put your finger down. Put it in your pocket. And be good with it until you can do something a little different. So you can glorify God. Come in here with your little finger, and when you get in these services, you take that little sucker out, and you begin to lift it up and say, God, deliver me if I have a problem.
Amen.
Doing things with this technology, God, that you don't want me to do. Just tell them. Don't let that unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. But only what is helpful for building others up according to their need. You may not have a need of something, but somebody else does. Their need may seem silly to you, but it ain't about you. If it's a need, it's a need. Build others up. Build them up. Don't tear them down. Sometimes it's easy to tear people down because their faults are very obvious. Love them. Love them anyway. Because look here, you got some faults that are obvious to everybody else, but you. I've got faults. Jeremy goes, this is what he said to me yesterday. I have no idea. I'm telling you this in the lot. I just want to put that out there. But sometimes you are very itchy. I can't figure out why. I think it's for no reason at all. You're saying it in love.
True.
Look here. We all got stuff. We all got stuff. Will you stand to your feet today?
humanity in prayer. It's so good that you can. And it's so good to see you. If you feel like it, just from like a little prayer before you leave, Pastor Jeremy, Pastor Kelly will pray. Would you come? If you feel like it, if you need prayer. I just see people, and I don't want to point you out. I don't want to make you, but God wants to help some people in there. You just want Brother Jeremy, Pastor Jeremy, come up here. And y'all begin just to pray with these people. Just pray with them. Pick a moment with them. If you feel like you need prayer, please come up here. Please go on. We're going to anoint you with oil. Pastor Jeremy, Kelly, Kelly and Jeremy. Jeremy and Kelly, they're going to pray for you. They're going to pray because they love you.